on the Big Joburg Drive. It is time for us to hopefully change the life of not just one person, but a whole bunch of people. I can tell you, of course, throughout the whole entire month of July, we are literally four or five times a day going to be phoning people and changing their life with hot cares. I've got Dr. Allison on the phone. Hello, Dr. Allison.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, you are with Tara Children's Clinic, of course, which is a clinic for behavioral disorders, learning disabilities, and counseling for children who've suffered abuse. Tell me a little bit more about Tara's Children's Clinic.
So, Tara Children's Clinic is part of a broader system. So we belong to a circuit which is linked to the University of the Witwatersrand. So we have other hospitals that do similar functions to us, but they're just in different regions. So Baragwanath Hospital, Rahima Musa and Joburg Gen or Charlotte Makeke Hospital all offer very similar services, but just to different areas.
And how many sort of children come through, Tara, or how many children would you have there at any one time?
We work on sort of different referral systems, but generally patients are referred to us from within our catchment area. So they're usually referred to clinics, and then the clinics refer them to us, or they get referred from psychologists or social workers. So we're usually more of a referral center than directly people walking in and being seen.
And I mean, if a patient is to come in, how long are they? I mean, I suppose this is an open-ended question, but I mean, is there an average of how long you might have one patient, or is it vary wildly?
So for patients to be seen varies at the different areas, depending on how many patients are on the list. And currently, certain posts have been frozen by the department, so we're a little bit short-staffed, so then the list gets longer. But at the moment, you know, it depends on the case. So if it's a patient at risk, a suicidal patient or a self-harming patient or someone that's got severe behavior problems and is harming others, then obviously we'll see them within a week or two. But if they can wait and it's more chronic, then one's looking at maybe 3 to 4 months at our hospital.
Wow.
I think the other hospitals may have longer waiting lists.
And are there lots of children in Johannesburg, in South Africa, who've got these disorders who, I mean, you say self-harming, any parent sits there and goes, wow, I mean, that's like hard to deal with, right?
Yeah, it is. So even though it's called a children's clinic and the children present as the index patient, children are part of a system and a family, and usually there are other issues within the families that actually need to be dealt with. So we help the children, but we actually work with the whole family system, sometimes also with the schooling system, social workers. So we're very much a network and a multidisciplinary team that works to help these children.
Now, Doctor, I mean, how many, I mean, funding, I mean, how do you guys fund? Is there a, you know, are you getting regular funds or are you always looking?
So it's a government institution, so we get funds from the government.
Okay.
But for things like toys and stationery, those we don't really get funds. So those are always the things that we would be looking for. And we see children 18 and under. So it's anything that would be suitable for those age groups.
Now, I mean, and toys, we know in the bringing up of children, toys are hugely beneficial from a, you know, from a, well, I suppose from an educational and all sorts of other levels. But, I mean, you need toys, right?
Yeah, we use the toys, well, for different reasons, really. I suppose in the waiting room, it's more to keep them busy while they wait for us. But within our rooms, we actually use the toys. They actually are our therapeutic agents. So we watch the children and observe what they do with the children, with the toys. We watch how they play with them, which toys they play with. We can test their speech or their language ability, the interpretation of certain things with the toys. For example, something like play food. We watch how they make food and how they nurture their parents, how they take care of their parents, how they interact with the parents. So we actually, even though they're called toys, they're actually our equipment.
Okay.
And with the stationery, we children tend to express themselves through their play or through their drawings.
Yeah.
So by being able to draw, they're able to communicate in a better way, more of what they're feeling and how they see the world, rather than verbalizing.
So that's where we come in to help, because we, well, feel that children are the future of our nation and every child deserves a fair chance, and we think you're doing a great job there. Yes, you're a government organization. You do get some funding from them, which is good to hear, and you've got children coming in and out. But those toys seem like they are important, the educational toys, the therapeutic toys, and we at Hot 91.9, of course, with our Hot Cares drive, would like to offer Tara's children's home this afternoon 10,000 rand to go towards that. So thank you very much for talking to us, and I hope that you accept that that offer from Hot Cares and Hot 91.9.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. It's absolutely fantastic, and it will be put to good use in helping a lot of children that are in very stressful situations. So thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. And I have to say, it's not really us. It is very much our listeners who contribute week in, week out throughout the entire year. So we're the vehicle, but they are in actual fact the people donating it. So thanks very much to everyone listening. And Dr. Allison, thanks for spending time with us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Have a good and warm evening. It's going to be cold out there.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Another life, or another whole bunch of lives, changed this afternoon on the Big Joburg Drive. And a bit of Howard Jones to go out with. Things could only get better.
Hot Cares on Hot 91.9.